I want to welcome you this morning to Father's House, and just to say that we're delighted you came, and we hope that you leave delighted that you actually came today.
Yeah.
Because this is a day when I feel it and sense that the Lord is beginning to rise up, beginning to come back and aliven His church, aliven you as a person, as an individual, to bring you to the reality of who you are in Him, that you are a son and a daughter, that you are royalty. And in 1 Peter 2 and verse 9 said, but you are a chosen race. You are a chosen race. He has placed an anointing upon you. He has chosen you. That means you're special in His eyes. He said you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of the darkness into His marvelous light. Come on, folks, that's good news today, isn't it? That you are anointed, you are appointed, you're chosen, you are one of a royal priesthood. You know, and together we stand strong, but even individually, the anointing that's on you is so powerful, because the Lord says that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. And He also says that the same power that rose Christ Jesus from the dead dwells in you. You know, so we have a lot going on, folks. We have a lot that is happening in and around our lives. This has been one crazy year, you know, but I want to just share a few things this morning. Everybody knows the story of Ezekiel 37, that valley of dry bones. But it starts off, and the Spirit of the Lord came, you know, and spoke to Ezekiel. So there is always a move of the Holy Spirit that comes into a scenario that we're in, like even in the midst of this pandemic that has hit the whole of the world, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord comes in.
Amen.
It's when He moves. Mm-hmm. It's when His voice declares what the Father is declaring, that things begin to shift, shake, and are broken off our lives, and we get to be free. Amen? Yeah. So it is good news today. The Father has good news. He can't help Himself. It's His nature. And He is a good Father that gives good gifts. So in the midst of this, you're looking at the valley of dry bones, and Ezekiel is asked of the Lord, the angel says, prophesy, speak forth the word of the Lord. And in the declaration of His words, there is a reaction. So he knows what the Lord is asking of him, and he speaks it out, and things shift, things change, and four winds come together, and the life is breathed back in to those dead bones that rise up and form the army of the Lord. You know, and I think how many of us are looking back over these past few months where we have felt what on earth is going on. And yet in the midst of it, God has not been surprised by it nor shaken by it. But He is watching us, His chosen ones, His royal priesthood, His remnant. And He will not let us go. He will not allow things to actually take us out that are not in His will or in His plans. He is much better than that. So in this scenario, what if this is a similarity today of the church, that we have almost become these dry bones, and we need a fresh word from the Lord. We need fresh breath to come. We need the breath, that ruach of the Holy Spirit, to come, hit you again. And I pray right now that it hits you even now as we start this morning, that the Spirit of the living God comes afresh, comes alive, gets rebirthed, reactivated in you. You know, when you came to Jesus, you said yes to Jesus, and the Spirit of the Lord entered you. It actually envisioned you, and you felt that whole sense of lightness, that your fears had gone, your worries had gone, the past was no longer a problem to you, and the burden that you had carried get was taken off your shoulders, and there was a lightness on you. And so, but weariness, sometimes life comes against you and it actually wears you down little bit by little bit. It doesn't have to be one big knock, But by little, there is an erosion that takes your eyes off of the Father, takes your eyes off of his ways, and gets you focusing on news, gets you focusing on negativity, gets you worried about this vaccine that's coming out, and things like that. And it begins to wear down the spirit of life, the life force of the living God that dwells in you. So today you want to re-envision, reactivate, and re-fire up that passion that the Lord gave you. Forget the things that you see. Look to Jesus and see what he sees. Inquire of the Lord. It reminds me of when David at Ziklag returned after fighting against the Philistines, come back, and his whole families and his men's families, wives, children, cattle, livestock, all their goods have been stolen. And yet, what was David's first reaction? He dropped onto his knees and he inquired of the Lord. He knew who he had to turn to in a time of trouble. The only place to get answers from is from the Spirit of the living God. David prayed, "What do I do, God?" And the Lord spoke to him, says, "Pursue, overtake, and recover all." Not part of it. He says, recover it all. So David and his men rose up and went after those guys, chased them down, overtook them, and actually recovered everything that had been stolen and brought it back again. So in the midst of a battle that seems like everything is so dark, seems like life has been stolen from you, there is always hope. And today I'm speaking about the God of hope, the God that says, I am, and there is no other God beside me. The God that says, I am the answers to every trial, every situation that you find yourself in. Amen. There is nothing. Luke 18:27 says, the things that are impossible with men are what? Possible with our God. So there is hope just in one verse from the scriptures. Truth, life, and energy oozes out of that scripture. I'm going to say it again. The things that are impossible with men are possible with God.
Amen.
I have nothing against medical profession. And goodness, we need them so many times in our life. But there is a point when even the medical profession cannot go where God can go. He is a miracle-working God. It says that he is our healer. God is our healer. And, when he comes to heal, he does not miss the mark. He does not walk past. Yes, he comes and he attends to the wounds of your heart. He attends to the things that have actually tried to break you and tear you up and cause you to give up on life. Come on, folks. Come on.
This is good news.
God is alive. God is in you.
Come on.
And you have been blessed today by the Spirit of the living God. It's the living God that dwells in you that causes you to be a energy, a force, a powerhouse, one that can take down walls. When you stand on the battlements and you stand on the walls and you're guarding, I was speaking to someone yesterday about this, and you're like these eyes that see into the distance, and you're a guardian on the wall. You stand with your armor on and your eyesight focused to watch for when the enemy's coming. And then you sound the alarm to the rest. So everybody rallies to that call and says, right, we are getting ready. We are preparing for what is coming. And so God is so good that he always sends messengers ahead of time to warn and to say, get ready, get ready, get ready. And this is the time when I'm saying to you, even now, before we enter into 2021, folks, God is saying, get ready.
Amen.
Get ready.
Amen.
This will pass.
Amen.
This will pass. And this sense of like what on earth is going to happen? Well, good is going to happen. Because the God I know and you know has not finished with this world and has not finished with you, has not finished with me, has not finished with Sharon.
Come on.
There is so much more. And I feel it in sense that the Lord is saying, dry bones, get ready. You're coming out of the ground.
Yes.
And this would be a new day.
Yes.
And a new envisioning that the Lord brings upon you.
Yes.
For the season that's about to start.
Yes.
The beginning of 2021 will be a major point to note. We didn't realize realize what 2020 was going to land on us, but 2021 is going to be a stepping stone into the new arena that God behind the scenes has been preparing.
Come on.
He's been, I think even the dry bones speak about needing the thirst. You need water, you need energy. And so in the valley of dry bones, the Lord can sometimes make us so dry and thirsty that we are longing for him. We've got this yearning in us that cry out, God, where are you? Come on, God, I know this is not you. I know you can do more than this. And I call upon the name of the Lord today to come, to answer, and to smash this COVID-19,
yes,
to smash this pandemic across the nations. Because in Psalm 2:8, he says, ask of me and I will give you the nations.
Yes,
that means I've got authority over and in nations.
Yes.
That means you have got authority over and in nations. You know, so the voice of the Lord is in you. You can be that prophetic voice that declares to the world the goodness of a good God, that brings life, that snaps things off people. You know, the difference between a captive and a prisoner? A captive is someone that has been taken against their
illegally.
Will. It's an illegal adoption, an illegal theft of someone's life out of where they've been. Mm-hmm. A prisoner is someone that has done wrong and has been imprisoned for the wrong that they've done. And so there's a subtle difference between that. But yet Isaiah 61 declares, I am, you know, that he's come to set both free, that he is there. 60, Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for the light of the glory of the Lord has come upon you and me. You know, so we are these lights. We are not lights designed to be hidden under the bushel or under a tree. No, God says that we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the earth. We are here for a purpose, here for a reason. You know, I think back to when years ago, Sharon, we had just Grace, had Grace, our youngest daughter, and about 6 to 7 months later, I thought my wife had turned out to be this nasty, nasty person. Remember that?
Yes.
And I was convinced in my head, oh my goodness, this is so bad in the house, that I was at the point I was thinking, I need to take my kids for their safety and leave. And, you know, you think, well, that could never happen to us. I'm sharing a truth and a reality. This is what we walk through as a family, as a couple. And you know, in that darkest, darkest point, I realized that my wife wasn't well. And then one Sunday she went to church and went with her mother. And 2 o'clock came and I phoned her mother up. I said, Margaret, is Sharon with you? And she says, no, she left church about 11:30, 11:45, said she wasn't feeling well, and she was going home. She hadn't come home. So that day we had cars out around all the coastlines, knowing how ill Sharon was, looking for her, knowing that she was suicidal, knowing that she didn't really know where she was at or how, what depth of a hole that she was in, would she ever come out of it. And at 7:30 that night, Sharon comes back to the front door and she had like the lights were on, but there was nobody in. And we got her in. We got the doctor to the house. He started asking her questions like, what's your children's names? What's their ages? She could not answer any of the questions. She was just so shut down. And the doctor said to me, we're going to have to take your wife into the same equivalent in Northern Ireland of St. Anne's here. And said, sometimes where your wife is, she may never come out of where she is. It's like the shutters come down in life and some people do not come back out again. Wow. I'm sitting there thinking, I've got 3 young children here. My wife's about to be taken out. And I just said, no, she's not going. I said, it's been a fear of hers that if she ever went into an institution like that and was given medication, that she would never come out.
Yeah.
My wife's not going.
Amen.
And so that next morning, they arranged for the psychiatrist to come and do a home visit. And he again was trying to say, no, she needs to come in. And we said, no. And you know that over that next 18 months, 2-year period, she was on some heavy, heavy duty medication. I mean, my wife had got to the point she couldn't even do this on a steady rhythm. we virtually went through all of her crockery in the house. She would lift plates and they would just drop out of her hand, smash.
Yeah.
I mean, she was not the person you look at today and see a vibrant and alive Sharon. She was just like, almost like lifeless. In her eyes, there was no sparkle. And my wife had gone into a deep, deep hole. And I was left there as a husband, carrying everything and wondering and worrying, where were we going? What was the case of this? We ended up that the doctor told me, said, unless you take time off work and be with your wife, that is the only way you will stop her from taking her life.
Such negativity.
You know, it was just so much coming at us all at once. And I remember the hearing back from the church that even the pastor said, be careful of people that the Lord is dealing with. You don't get involved. Don't get in the way of God when he's dealing with people in their situations. Stay away. And we had nobody from church come to help. We were left totally bereft. The only person that was coming to help was family. And so we walked a dark, dark season at that time of life. And you know what? God's faithfulness. He had called us. He had called us for reason. He had called us for purpose. And I remember standing my wife up. I stood Sharon up in the middle of our lounge and I said, I'm going to minister to you. And she said, yes, please. But she said, please minister to me.
Yeah.
Don't just pray for me. Minister to me. And as the husband carrying authority over my wife, I laid hands on her. I anointed her with oil and I commanded the power of the living God to come and to actually come and move right through her body. And you know, over a period of 18 months, Sharon was able to reduce her medication, come off it, much to the disgust of the medical profession. But she is alive and she is well today. But if we had listened to the voice of man, my wife would be locked away in a mental asylum and she probably would never have seen the light of day again.
Yeah. Can I just say that about 6 months prior to me becoming ill, the Lord said to me that I was going to go through a really dark season and that there were going to be people that wanted to come and take me away, and that I was to tell my husband, don't let them take me, because if they take me, I'll never come home. So it was like the Lord was warning me, I'm going to take you through a journey. I'm going to allow you to go through this journey, but I'm going to bring you out the other side. So that was my hope all the way through. I knew that as long as I stayed at home and as long as my husband ministered to me, that I was going to come through this, because there isn't any valley that the Lord takes you into that he doesn't bring you out of. There's always a way out. There's always a way. But sometimes we have to go through a process of learning to trust him in the darkest places, so that we know that when things get hard and that when things are tough, that he is going to come through for us. And also when you're ministering to other people that are going through those dark places, that you know that he's going to bring them through. We know some people are walking through some hard places right now. And you know what, people? God is going to bring you through.
Yes.
Because that is his promise. That is his promise. He never leaves you forsaken.
Yeah.
He never leaves you forsaken. But sometimes there is a process where we have to learn to trust him when we have nothing to give. When we cannot pray, when we cannot see a way out, this simple place of rest is to know that we can trust him in the midst of the valley, in the midst of the darkest places. He is still faithful and
yeah.
He is still there and he is still your redeemer and he is still your savior and he still raises that sword and he's fighting for you. Even when you cannot see it, he is working on your behalf.
Yeah.
He never, ever fails you.
Or
ever.
Gives up. Yeah. Habakkuk 3:17. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and there be no fruit on the vines, though the yield of the olive should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and there be no cattle in the stalls, yet, this is like David as well, I will exalt the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength.
Amen.
It's like declarations Habakkuk's Jesus. Making. And he has made my feet like hinds' feet,
yes,
and makes me walk on my high places.
Yes,
you know, so in the midst of darkness, you know enough scripture that's in you, the seed of the word of God that's in you that will produce fruit. And sometimes we need to dig deep or call on people who can dig deep on our behalf to stand alongside us and to fight and to say, this is not of the Lord. This is not happening on my watch. And I will fight for you, and you will fight for yourself and rise up out of the pit that you find yourself in. And that, you know, early on Monday this week, I felt that there was like the people that we were actually going to be speaking to this morning that are in dark seasons.
Yes.
Where it feels like the light has been turned out in the room.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you this morning that we have walked a path that declares to you that our God is faithful. Our God is
Come
true.
On.
Our
Jesus.
God does not lie.
Yes.
Now listen to this.
Yes.
Malachi 3 verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
For I am the Lord.
Yes.
I do not change. Now repeat that after me. Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord.
I am the Lord.
I do not change.
I do not change.
That alone is scriptural precedent that our God remains on his throne. Our God, when he speaks, when he moves, things shift and change.
Oh,
and so this morning we're calling upon God. There is no reason why not one of you this morning that is suffering with any ailment, with any mental issues, with any heart issues that, or brokenheartedness or loss that has caused you to almost want to give up on life and pull the shutters on life and actually just say, "That's it. I'm done. I'm done. I'm out of here."
Jesus.
And yet I am speaking to you this morning and I'm declaring the life of the Father over
Amen.
You. There is hope. There is a light that will shine upon you.
Amen.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
And you need to just one foot in front of the other, do another step.
Yeah.
And when it gets so hard, do one more step and keep pressing forward, because it will shift, because my God tells me that it will. And the things that are impossible with man are possible with God.
Amen.
You just need to get your eyes off what you're looking at and look at the Father and look at him and let your eyes focus on your God, on your Father, on your Redeemer, on the rock. You know, I've called this the rock of ages.
Amen.
Cleft for me.
Let me hide myself in thee.
That old hymn speaks such truth. And earlier in the year, I had this vision of this wave coming, riding up out of the sea and coming towards the shore. And I had a picture of me climbing steps on the right-hand side of this gorge up into this area close to the top. But at the end of this, there was like this enclave, this little pothole in the rock. And I felt of the Lord, I needed to get in there. And as I walked into that, I turned around so I could see. And I seen this wave of devastation
yes.
coming up over through the gorge. But it didn't touch me, because God had given me a place of sanctuary.
Come
he had
on.
Given me a place to hide.
Come on.
He had hidden me in the cleft of the
Come
rock.
On.
Rock of ages. Cleft
for me.
When Moses had that encounter with God, it says God hid him in the cleft of the rock. He had an encounter that changed his life, because God took time to actually hide his servant in the cleft of a rock, so he didn't get destroyed, because God was so powerful that no man can look on him. And God protected Moses in the cleft of the rock. You need a cleft of the rock today. You need a God encounter that changes your life, sets you free, and gives you back your life.
Yeah.
Restoration is in the design and the plan of God. And when he says that you have a purpose, you're designed for something, you know, way back when Sharon was so ill and life was like crushing, it was hard to see that. I got to be honest. I mean, some of these dark seasons that you walk through in life, I mean, it's enough for you to do is just get out of bed every day. But you do it and you believe and you stand firm and you call like David. What do I do, God? I seek your face, God. You are my provider. You are my restorer. You are my healer. And Lord, I call on you today. Come with your answers. And this is why today we wanted to actually touch on this subject, because there is healing that flows from the throne room of God. There is a healing river that flows out of the throne of God. Ezekiel 47. You know, it is just such a powerful God encounter that God wants to release it to do today. And there is no reason why he would allow me to speak on this subject today unless he was intentional in his purposes and come to fulfill his spoken word. Yeah. God says it. When his word goes forth, it doesn't return to him void. What does that mean? It doesn't return without accomplishing that what the Lord has sent it forth to do. So there is hope, there is faith, and there is an ability for you to have change today and have things smashed off your life, change to fall off you, boundaries that have hemmed you in, put you and placed you in dark places. No more. God's coming today, and there's going to be like a flood of his goodness come wrapping around you. The Bible says that he is the wraparound God.
Jesus.
And he is like a winged bird that actually wraps his wings around you. He cuddles you tight in his feathers, and he makes you feel safe and secure. He is called the rock Christ Jesus. There is nobody else that can do and sort through and give you the answers and bring deliverance to your problems in life. It is him and through him and in Jesus Christ alone. He is our hope, the hope of glory. And that's what we carry inside. We carry the hope of glory for others. Now, why did Sharon walk through that? Well, about 3 years after that time and that season, we had a visiting couple of prophets come to the church. And on a Friday night, we were one of the couples that they called forward to the front. This is the mercy of God. And they prophesied over both of us. They read our emails. They knew us, total strangers, but they were talking to us like they knew us every step of our life. And part of what they spoke over us was they spoke to Sharon and they said, woman of the Lord. And they actually declared that, they said, there's been a season where you've wanted to pull the curtains in life. You wanted to hide away. You've hidden, you've shaken when people have come. But the Lord says he has taken you this pathway because in times to come, you're going to be a woman that goes, and you're actually going to actually pray and minister to people who walk through a similar pathway. And because you've walked it, you will be able to pray and minister to them and call them out. You will talk and operate from a place of strength, knowing who your God is. Now, what hope and what a gift that was to hear those words, that this was not something just by accident, but God had allowed us to walk through that pathway, through that season of darkness, and like being left alone by our friends in church, and like feeling totally isolated. You know, we walked that. We came out the other side, and we are stronger today for it because we know that God does not let us down. It seems like it sometimes, but then you got to remember that in James chapter 1 and verse 23, where it speaks about the man that goes to the mirror and looks at his face, but when he turns and walks away, he quickly forgets what he's actually looked at. And yet the Lord is saying today, you got to look past the mirror. You can look at yourself and see where you are today, but you got to look and meditate on the word of the Lord and see where the Lord shows you that you are. Yeah. Let his mirror be the reflection that you see of who you are as his child, his loved one, his one that he adorns, the one that he actually puts a robe around you and puts a ring on your finger and calls you his precious one. That's the picture. You want to get involved with the picture of heaven over your life, where God says, this is who you are. Yeah. Not what you look at in the natural, not what you see, because it will lie to you, it will trick you, and it will take you down a pathway that you do not need to go down. Seek first the kingdom of God.
Come on.
Seek first the kingdom of God. Turn your eyes to the Lord and let him be the answers to all of your needs, all of your requests. You know, God is faithful. God is true. He is that cleft in the rock that was there for you. He will hide you. He will keep you safe as the storm rolls past. And when the storm rolls past, it comes in with that darkness over the sky. But when it goes past, the skies open, the clouds get blown away, and light shines back down again. The sun will shine again, and the sun will shine again for you. I declare it, and I declare it over you today. Your healer is coming. And in Exodus 15 and verse 26, and he said, if you will earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God, so take heed today what we're speaking about and what we're saying, and do what is right in his sight. In his sight means you're gazing towards his sight. And give ear to his commandments. Pay attention to what the Father is saying. Not how you're feeling. Not what's going on in your head thinking, what a pile of rubbish, he doesn't know where I'm at. No, you listen to the commandments. You listen to the voice of God. That's the only voice you want to hear. You don't want to hear negativity. You want to hear his love, his oozing for you, just coming out of his voice. And keep all his statutes. Stay focused, stay true to God, to the one that has saved you and the one that is coming for you. And I will put none of the diseases on you which I have put on the Egyptians. Come on, I'm saying a big hallelujah for that. I don't want no diseases. I am a blood-bought son of God, and I walk in righteousness, and I walk in the ways of God, and I declare today that you are the same. And it says here as it finishes in this verse, verse 26 of Exodus 15, for I, the Lord, am your healer. Come on. That is the news that God speaks over your life today. He is the cleft of the rock hider. He can take you in there. He is your healer. He is your restorer. He is your smasher off of the things that shackle you, that are holding you back, because there is purpose on you. There is design built into you. And where you are is not where God intends you to be. So today is your day of victory. Today is your day where you walk free. Come on, folks. This is Freedom Day. Freedom comes. Freedom is knocking at your door today. Will you open your heart up and say, yes, God, I want this freedom. God, if there's ever a time in my life, today is the day that I need you. And then watch your deliverer come into the room. Come smash all that has been designed of the enemy to take you out and to sidestep you, swipe you, and to remove you out of the purposes and the plans of your God. That is not the destiny of God. And I'm here today to declare over you that there is a destiny and there is a purpose. And today is the day. Today is a new day. Today is the dawn of a new day. And you will walk into that freedom that we will be praying over you shortly. That before we do that, I want us to do this declaration together. So I'm going to read a line. And I want you to read out, speak it out loud as a declaration that you're making over your own life. This is truth. This is the message of God over you today. So I'll speak it, you speak it, and let's, on the back of this, we're going to go into a time of ministry and see what God is saying. And so, I mean, if you are on watching us on Facebook today and you've got a prayer request, get on your phone now. As we're declaring this declaration, send us in requests. Let us know where you're from and what it is that's troubling you, so we can stand with you today, minister to you as Father's House today. What a word, Father's House, the place of safety, the place that he calls you into, mm-hmm. to actually be there and be secure, mm-hmm. and find your God where he lives.
Yeah, if you're on Facebook Live, you can text your prayer request onto Facebook Live on Father's House, or on my personal Facebook page on Sharon McClelland, and it's on some other friends' pages as well. So wherever you find it on Facebook at the moment, just text your prayer request there and it'll come through to us.
Yeah. Come on, folks. This is a day of change. So I've entitled this Stand on the Word. Here we go. I am part of God's family.
I am part of God's family.
Created in his image.
Created in his image.
I am a son or daughter of the King of Kings.
I am a son, I'm a daughter of the King of Kings.
I am a God carrier.
I am a God carrier.
I am part of the big body of Christ.
I am part of the big body of Christ.
I am anointed.
I am anointed.
And I am appointed by God.
I am appointed by God.
I am filled with the same power.
I am filled with the same power
that raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
That raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible.
For me, because God dwells in me.
For me, because God dwells in me.
I am an atmosphere changer.
I am an atmosphere changer.
I am a healer.
I am a healer.
A chain breaker.
A chain breaker.
A dead raiser.
A dead raiser.
A light that dispels darkness.
I am a light that dispels darkness.
I have a seed of faith.
I have a seed of faith.
Given to me.
Given to me.
And I am going to use it.
And I'm going to use it.
I am loved by God.
I am loved by God.
And now can love others.
And now can love others.
I am a Holy Spirit-led follower of Jesus.
I am a Holy Spirit-led follower of Jesus.
My heart said yes.
My heart said yes.
To Jesus, and today I still say yes.
To Jesus, and today I still say yes to Jesus.
I am a servant of the Most High God.
I am a servant of the Most High God.
I totally accept that the things that are impossible with man
are
possible with God. I have eyes to see.
I have eyes to see.
Ears to hear.
I have ears to hear.
And a willing heart to follow Jesus.
And I have a willing heart to follow Jesus.
And through God.
And through the Lord.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Because he strengthens me.
Because he strengthens me.
My words shall be his words.
My words shall be his words.
And they will bring life.
And they will bring life.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, so Amen. Today... this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice in it.
Yeah, Jesus.
You know, and there's something about worship. Mm-hmm. As believers, what has been lacking around us is the corporate gathering and worshiping together. And there has been almost like this enforced silence on the land. But that will not stay that way, because God has an intention for his bride to be pure, spotless, and radiant. We are the ones that declare and sing to the Lord of his goodness. So the Lord actually loves to hear us singing. So because he loves that, he will make a way for us to be back in that place of worship, worshiping us. But in the meantime, let me exhort you, get your TV on, get YouTube on, get worship on your TV, fill your house. Or somebody would say, fill your socks. You get all of God into you that you can, and shut out the world and worship your God. Break off the chains, break off the shackles. And when you feel it starting to come back at you, put worship on and praise and say, God, I'm not accepting this. This is not of you. And even this sickness that is not seen in heaven, and I'm suffering from it, it's not of you. So right now, today, we cancel these assignments of sickness, of cancer, of growths, of shrinking muscle bands on legs. And we come against all of those things. And we say, by the name of Jesus Christ, let the Spirit of the living God, like Ezekiel heard, that told him to prophesy and call dead bones to live. This is the God of the impossible. So today, let the impossible start in your life. And let the wind of the Spirit of God come right into your lounge, right into where you are right now. Let you just reach out, even touch your screen, wherever you're watching on your phone, on your tablet, or by your TV, reach out and touch it. And we're just going to say, Holy Spirit, come. Right now,
Jesus.
Holy Spirit, come. Mm. More of you, more of you. Just we release you, Holy Spirit, into the lives of people today, right now, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, during worship, the Lord took me into a vision, and I saw these tombs, and I saw this expanse of dead ground. And I heard this rumbling, and I heard this sound that caused the earth to shake, like a thunder that caused the earth to shake. And the earth began to crack and break up. And out of the earth, I began to see hands and arms and legs and bodies begin. It was like the earth began to break open. And I saw these bodies fighting their way out of the graves, literally fighting their way out. They were covered in dirt and they were covered in mud. But as they rose up, they were like brushing each other down and they were washing one another. And I also saw like these stones in front of these tombs cracking open and falling apart. And this voice was calling into the tomb saying, there's nothing holding you back anymore. There's nothing holding you back. And I felt that the Lord is saying today that a few different things, that what is the sound of dry bones rattling? There's a sound in the air right now that dry bones are rattling and they're coming to life. We sing it, you know, we sing it. We sing, open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm going to live again. How do we live again? We have to actually have an action when we surrender the stone. So some of the stones that we were looking at are maybe shame, failure, anger, fear, fear of lack, fear of sickness, fear of dying, bitterness and unforgiveness. If that's you, if any of those things are the stone that's holding you in a grave right now, can I just encourage you right now, right at this moment, just to take a moment with the Lord and to begin to release that onto God. Ask him for forgiveness for that stone that's been put there in front of his presence, that's been put in front of your freedom and your healing and your deliverance. Let's bring those things to him now. So let's bring those things, whatever that is, whatever God is showing you, is that stone that's holding you in that tomb right now. Let's bring that before him, repent of that thing, and let that stone be rolled away. Let that stone be rolled away. So Lord, we just declare right now, Father, that Lord, whatever, Lord, that you would come, Holy Spirit, by your Spirit, O God, and that you begin to show people, those people that feel that they've been held back for so long, God, in dark places, people that have been held, God, and just feel that they can't get out of this swamp place that they're in. God, that you would come and that you would just reveal right now, Jesus, right now, Lord. Right now, God, right Jesus. Now, Lord, what is it, Lord, that's holding them? What is it, God, right now? What right Jesus. Now? Just ask the Lord right now, what is it that's holding me, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
What is it Jesus. That's holding me?
Yeah.
Frustration.
Jesus. Come by the renewing Jesus. Of your mind, the Father says. Jesus. You know, let your mind be renewed Jesus. Because some of the thought patterns that we carry when we're in sickness and ill Jesus. Health are not of the Spirit of the Lord. They're of the Spirit of death that want to take you out. And so right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I break all the assignments of the enemy upon your mind to destroy you, to steal your health, and to actually take away from you and not let you live the abundant life that your Father promised you to live. And right now we've had a request in from Debbie. So right now, Debbie, in the name of Jesus Christ, from your very top of your head to the very tips of your toes, we say, let the Holy Spirit that comes with healing power, because the Bible says that God comes with healing in his wings, and he is seeing you, watching over you right now as his daughter. So right now we say, Holy Spirit, come, restore, renew, and refresh every part that is in ailment, every part of her body that is not well, that is not functioning well, is not doing what it was designed to do. We say, Holy Spirit, with the oil and the fire of the Lord, flush through your body right now, and everything go in Jesus' name. Be broken, be smashed, every assignment of the enemy to snuff out your joy, to steal from you. We shatter it right now by the blood of Jesus, and we speak health over you, Debbie, in Jesus' name.
Yeah, we just break this this tiredness off your life right now. It's like you've just been wrapped up in this blanket of tiredness, and we just remove that right now in the name of Jesus. We just command that blanket, that weight, that heaviness that has exhausted you to be removed right now, Debbie, in Jesus' name. Yes. Lord, that you would re-energize her, that you would re-strengthen her. God, we speak to her adrenal system and her immune system, Lord, that they would again, Lord, be refired. Like you said, a smoldering wick you will not snuff out, God. We speak to the smoldering wicks of the adrenal system, the immune system.
Amen.
And we just speak a fresh fire, a fresh anointing, a fresh presence of God upon them right now, right into that system, right into that those places, God, that really strength and healing over Debbie right now, and for her daughter also, God. Lord, whatever the problem is with her daughter, Jesus, Lord, we declare healing, Lord. I thank you, Father, that you are everywhere, know everything. And God, what we don't understand or we don't know, God, we lift to you right now concerning her daughter. Lord, we break the power of sickness. We break the power of disability right now, God. We break the power of diagnosis and negativity. And Lord, we declare, God, that you're the God that raises the dead. You're the God that grows body parts. You're the God, Lord, that opens the eyes of the blind and brings prisoners and captives out of captivity. So Lord, we declare healing over this girl today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, full restoration in Jesus' name.
Yes, and Anna from Dublin, your friend's brother is suffering with addictions, not sure what they are, but in the name of Jesus Christ, every name that is declared must submit and bow and come under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. So in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit, we command that all these addictions that are part of this young man's life, we say, be broken in Jesus' name. And Father, we just say, remember mercy over this man. Pursue his soul, pursue his spirit, chase him down and love him with that abundant love that you pour out upon us all, and call him into relationship with you, Lord. God. Right now, let the spirit that brings salvation go after his spirit, go after his soul. And we just say, break every addiction, break every chain that is holding this man back and stealing his dignity, stealing his life. So Anna, we pray and we lay hands, not in the physical, but like on the screen right now, for this young man, that God would have mercy upon his life, that God would confirm his word and would go after his heart in Jesus' name.
Yeah, I just break, the Lord's just shown me like a death spirit that he has partnered with. And I just come against that. I go right to the root of where that began, where he gave up on life, where something happened where he gave up on life. And God, we go right back to the root, the very root, the very beginning, right where that seed was planted. And Father, we just annihilate that seed in the name of Jesus, that seed that has brought destruction, that seed that has brought death, that seed that has brought hopelessness and despair, that seed that has brought a false dependency, God, and a lack of vision for his future. God, we crush it in the name of Jesus. Yes. And Lord, we declare a divine exchange today of life, Lord, that you would plant a fresh seed. Mm-hmm. We, by faith today, God, plant a fresh seed within you, sir, a fresh seed that will be watered by the Holy Spirit, that will be watered by Anna, that will be watered by those that love you, and that this seed will overtake you and will recover all that has been stolen from you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will live and not die, and you will live to tell the story and the goodness and the testimony of Jesus in your life, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Jesus' name. So the other thing, which was partly what I want to actually deal with this morning, is nighttime unrest, nighttime's lack of sleep, nighttime being stolen from you, so that your days become long and dragged, because you're like Dawn shared earlier that. And I don't believe that this is all about you, Dawn, but you're on the list this morning for prayer. If you're suffering from sleeplessness, or you're being attacked by nightmares in the middle of the night, that your mind is just being bombarded and that there's bringing no rest into your bedroom, then right now, just put your hands, turn your eyes to the Lord Jesus. And in Jesus' name, just pray after me. Lord Jesus, in your name, I ask you, Father, for the sleep of the righteous. I ask you, Lord, that every attempt of the enemy to steal my nighttime hours is broken today.
Yes, Jesus.
Father, I ask you, Lord, for that balm of Gilead.
Yes, God.
Pour it on me, Lord, from head to toe. And I command the peace of the Lord, that shalom, to come all over me, around me, and surround me in my bedroom and in my home.
Yes, Lord.
And we say no to the enemy's onslaught. We say no to the enemy's theft. And we speak life. We speak peace. We speak joy over you right now. And Dawn and even Peter, we just declare that over you guys today. that the goodness of your Father is valuable, and it speaks life and health and truth over you. You are his son and daughter, and there is no theft in his kingdom.
Amen.
When the hireling comes in, he doesn't lead the sheep out, because the sheep know the shepherd's voice, and you know your shepherd's voice. You know the voice of the Lord Jesus. So you listen to his voice, and that lack of sleep and that disturbance in the nighttime hours, those dark dreams and those nightmares, those night terrors that come at you, we break them in the name of Jesus Christ, and we surround you with the blood of Jesus, and we say, Lord, let the house that they live in, let the dwelling place that you have given them be completely saturated by your presence, covered by you, Lord, and walked through by you, so that everything that is not of you walks out the door in fear and trembling of your presence, Lord. Your presence that replaces darkness with light. So we call it into those areas today in Jesus' name.
Okay, I just want to take you right back to dealing with the stones in front of the tombs. So if that has been you, and the Lord has shown you and revealed to you what that stone is, which I know he has, because he's good and he is able. You know, that worship song, my God is able to save. He's able. And I just want to declare over you today that the grave is open. The grave is open. And I want you just to repeat after me. I want you to put your hand on your heart, and I want you to declare it out loud. Open the grave. I'm coming out. Open the grave, because I'm coming out. I'm going to live. I'm going to live again. Open the grave, because I'm coming out. Open the grave, I'm coming out. And I want you to, like, almost see yourself at the door of that grave. And I want you to visualize that stone, as you give that over to Jesus, being rolled away, just being rolled away from the front of the tomb.
Jesus,
and I want you to repeat after me, I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now. Lord, I give you all the physical issues. I give you all the spiritual issues. I give you all the mental issues. I give you all the emotional issues. I give you my shame. I give you my failure. I give you my anger. I give you my fear. I give you my bitterness. I give you my offenses. And I give you my unforgiveness. I lay them at your cross. I'm sorry, Lord. Forgive me. And God, in return, I say, roll away the stone. Roll away the stone. And I want you just to see that stone beginning to roll away in front of you. And repeat after me, I feel him doing it now. I feel him doing it now.
Yeah.
There is no grave going to hold me down.
Come on.
There is no grave going to hold me down. Lord, your Pentecostal fire runs through my veins. Your Pentecostal life runs through my veins. And I want you to see yourself right at the doorway. And I want you to see yourself beginning to walk out into the daylight.
Yeah.
Jeez. Just begin to see yourself walk out into the daylight. And I want you to begin to feel the warmth of the sun coming on your body. I want you to begin to feel a sense of freedom as you look around in the spirit, as you look around where God is bringing you out into an open space, into an open place full of beauty and trees and flowers and rivers and valleys and mountains.
Come on.
This is where the Lord has for you. This is your place of rest. This is your place of freedom. So again, just want you to repeat after me. I am created in your image, Lord. I am yours. I am anointed. I am appointed by you. I am filled with power. I have just shifted an atmosphere over my life. I have just broken a chain that held me. I am loved. I am secure. Thank you, Lord, that no grave is going to hold me down. I choose today to brush myself off. I choose to remove those grave clothes. And I choose, God, to step out into the fullness of all that you have for me. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Just as we draw to a close here this morning, there's one scripture more that I want to leave with you this morning. And it's in John 8 and 32, verse 32 of John 8. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. We have been declaring truth over you this morning. Choose to hear the word of the Lord. Believe in your Savior. And if you don't know him as a friend, then today's your day. Because this one we've been talking about is Jesus Christ. There is no other healer. There is no other power by which man can come across a power like the Lord Jesus offers, which actually leads us into an eternal life with him, that when we leave this world, it just doesn't stop, that we get the excitement of transferring from here into the heavenly realms and living eternity with Jesus Christ and all of our friends and family that get to be there. So there is joy, there is hope. So if you're feeling like life has no value for you, well, then you need to come and say yes to Jesus Christ. You know, and it's as simple as that, just to say, to acknowledge him, to say, Jesus, I need change. Life has been so bad for me, and I am desperate for the past and what is I've lived up to now to change. So today I say, yes, Jesus, I want you as my friend. I want you to be my Savior. And that's as simple as it is. And if you pray that prayer today, then email us. Send us a message on Messengers, send us a message on Facebook. But this is the day where your life changes. If you say yes to Jesus Christ today, your slate of all the past things gets washed away, because his blood that was shed for you on the cross of Calvary was shed out of love for you, because he doesn't want you walking the pathway that you walk. And he wants you to see him as the ultimate gift today to change your life for the better and come into a relationship with the God that you knew about but thought he was distant and a big ogre waiting with a stick. No, he's not that God. He is the God of truth, of reality, who is around you right now and wants you to say yes, to come into a relationship with him today. So do it today. Let your life be changed and come into relationship with Jesus Christ. And find that plan and that purpose that a father who loves you with an abundant love wants to reveal to you and teach you his ways, that you walk life like you've never walked it before, that your life could be a new book just starting today in Jesus' name.
That vision that I had this morning of the bodies coming out of the ground, you know, the sound of the dry bones rattling, there wasn't any that didn't come out. God was calling them all forth, and he's calling you forth today. And he's not calling you forth to fail. He's calling you forth to succeed. He's calling you out of the tomb to succeed, because this is a new day. It's a fresh day. It's a day of fresh anointing. It's a day of fresh power. You know what, guys? There are plenty of graves waiting to be filled. There's plenty of holes waiting for you to fall into. And we need to stay alert, and we need to stay focused, and we need to be aware of the enemy that prowls around like a roaring lion. And we need to partner with the lion that roars, the Lion of Judah, so that we see the pitfalls, so that we're aware of the enemy's attempts to bring us down so that we can walk in the fullness of all that we are called to be, the fullness of joy and the fullness of purpose, that we have can be the people that feast at a table while our enemies stand around us and gloat. They watch us feasting. Yeah, they're the enemies come to destroy, and yet they stand there and watch us feasting on Jesus. So we want to be those people that can feast in the middle of a storm, that can rest in the middle of a storm, and that people that are declare the goodness and the praise and the power, the delivering power of God in our lives today. There's none like him. There is no one like him. And no one like him ever, anywhere, nor will there be. Amen.
He is good. Amen. So we love you guys. So thankful you came and joined with us this morning. And if you're on Facebook, the message is there. Please take it, share it.
Yeah.
So that the good news of God gets out to as many people as can be reached. And let the Spirit of the living God that still remains on this message go do what it is intended to do.
Sharing
and
is bring caring. Life.
So yeah, love people enough to do your bit. Even when we're locked down, this is ministry of the gospel. Mm-hmm. This is releasing the word of God to others. So take it, run with it, get it out there. And we love you all. And we look forward to seeing you again soon.
Also, if you want to bring your tithes, your offerings into the house of the Lord this morning, you can either go to Freedom Fire Ministries webpage, freedomfireministries.com.
Yep.
Or fathershouse.co.uk. And at the bottom of the homepage, there is a donate button there that you can either give via PayPal or CrossPay. If you're not part of our fellowship and you'd still like to give a donation in and sow into this ministry so that we can continue doing what we're doing, we would love that. We'd really be honored if you would like to do that. So that's the same applies again. It's freedomfireministries.com or fathershouse.co.uk, and you can give via PayPal or CrossPay. Also, if you'd like to partner with us on a monthly basis, that would be super duper, because then we can plan for the future and grow this ministry. If that's you, then please email us on either of those websites, and we'll get back to you about how you can partner with us on a more regular basis. That would be fantastic. Yay. So
love you guys.
Yeah.
Have a blessed Sunday. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your lunch. And may you have a God-filled week that'll start right from the minute we hang up, that takes you through into new dimensions and new realms with the Father and his glory in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Love you guys.